we best describe markets as being in a state of consolidation in the early week. The currency market has perhaps been a little more cautious than the stock market, but overall, nothing much to write home about. It continues to feel like the market is just sitting back and waiting to see what comes of today's U.S. inflation data before making any fresh decisions about direction. Moving on, the U.S. House is expected to vote on the stopgap funding bill on Tuesday. U.S. Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer expressed his tentative support for House Speaker Mike Johnson's short-term funding bill. However, hardline Republicans have rejected the current plan as it did not include a steep budget cut. Nevertheless, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen remains hopeful a government shutdown could be avoided. At the same time, Yellen has also disagreed with the Moody's decision to change the U.S. credit rating outlook to negative, citing fundamentally strong U.S. economy, a strong recovery from the pandemic low, unemployment data that is low, amongst other reasons. Key standouts on Tuesday's calendar come from UK jobs data, ECB speak, Eurozone employment reads, Eurozone GDP, Eurozone and German ZEWs, the already mentioned critical US inflation release, and a wave of Fed speak. That's all for now.